Hello, Paul, and good morning to you.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
Not too bad, and thank you very much for talking to us today.
Yeah, no problem at all.
So, Paul, you're the education, the career, what we call it, the career guidance, with the education guidance coordinator for the Northside Partnership.
That's right, Michael. Yeah, I sort of help with all the sort of education aspects here in the Northside Partnership.
So, could you tell us, just give us a little bit of background on the Northside Partnership, just for some of our listeners today who mightn't know what the Northside Partnership is?
Yeah, we're Northside Partnership, Michael, in essence, we're a community-based organisation, and we have a number of different departments within the Northside Partnership. We have an education department, we have community development, we have the local employment service, we have the enterprise office as well. So we have a number of different departments which help cater for different people's needs. So say, for example, within my own department here in education, we help young people and adults to access education and look at some of the different barriers maybe that exist to people going back to education and try and get around some of them different issues that they have to try and make it easier for people to enter education and stay within education. And a lot of the different other departments within the Northside Partnership, like the enterprise department, helps young people and adults to start their own business, you know, to look at the ideas that people have about looking at starting up their own business and try and help them with them ideas. Then we have a community development department which looks at the local community and try and help community groups to help them to forge links in the community and to progress their goals and objectives, you know. So the partnership has a lot of different strands and a lot of different activities that take place on a daily basis, you know.
That's great. Can you tell us some little bits about the education initiatives that you have?
Yeah, I suppose part of my role, Michael, is like I work as a guidance counsellor and I help young people and adults that are considering education, you know, and during the recession and over this last sort of 5 to 10 years, a lot of people have been sort of thinking about education away and upskilling and retraining in order for them to enhance their career objectives, you know. And I suppose part of my role within the partnership is to try and help them, young people and adults, to look at their objectives, look at their goals, and try and make them a reality, as in trying to maybe get around some of the different issues that they might have to get back to education. And that could be, like that could be funding, it could be looking at the entry requirements to get into courses, it could be helping them to prepare for an interview for a college place. So it's a lot of different, you know, it all depends on what the person brings, you know, comes in and inquires about, you know. But there's lots of other different initiatives that are run through Northside Partnership, and one of them that's coming up now in the next couple of weeks is we run an adult education and training expo in the Northside Partnership, and this year it's taking place on Tuesday the 5th of September between 10 and 1 in our office, in one of our offices in Kilbarra called Kish House, and we hope to have around about 15 or so education providers from around the area who will be advertising there are different courses and there are different educational programs that they'll be offering over the coming academic year. And I suppose in around the 5th of September, it's a great opportunity at that stage then to look at options for the forthcoming year.
Yep.
That's some of the different things, Michael.
And you also have communiversities. Is that
it? We have a program called the Communiversities Programme where it helps university link with the community, and it takes place every year. It usually takes place in around January each year, and it runs for in around 16 to 20 weeks where university lecturers from NUI Maynooth come out to Coolock Library to give people a sample of a number of different subjects. Sort of subjects that maybe people wouldn't have had the opportunity to sample or to get a flavour of, you know. Like last year, we had four different modules. We done local history, we done economics, we studied on politics and psychology. And the modules usually take place each, you know, it's a part-time program, and they take place over, each module takes place over 4 weeks. And during that time as well, then I would do a career guidance session to help the people who take part in the community universities course to progress on maybe to the next stage on their educational journey, to look at options in the future and what they'd like to do, you know.
Indeed. I take it that will be, there'll be information on that at the expo.
There will be, but look, I'll be at the expo myself, and yes, there will be. I'll be, you know, if anybody's interested, definitely we'll be telling people. But usually that course doesn't start really till about January, but we will be recruiting for that course sort of just before Christmas, so we will be. So I'll definitely be very interested, if anybody is interested in it, to come along and speak to me about it, and I can take names and numbers of people so that we can contact them closer to the time.
Well, certainly it's something that I myself might be interested in, so I'll certainly be going along. And I know Near 90.3 FM will be along to that as well.
Brilliant, yeah. Look, it does be a great morning, so it does down in Kilbarrack in our other office in Clish House. And there does be a lot of footfall, and there'll be a lot of people coming in just to, I suppose, it's a great opportunity, Michael, around the 5th, start of September, to talk directly to colleges, to talk directly to local education providers, see exactly what the sun offer. And the fact that there is so many education providers under one roof, that you can get a sample and get a talk to a lot of different people in one area, you know. And then, you know, there's a great opportunity then that the colleges would be looking for people to take to do their courses, and to possibly even to progress on from there onto maybe a full-time or a part-time course, you know.
Yes, and I know I'm going to jump to another area here on you. A little bird told me this morning you also have an initiative for very young children. Is that true?
We do. We have an initiative called Preparing for Life. It's not really my area, Michael, so I can't really talk to you really about it. But definitely we have an area called Preparing for Life that helps you, families. And it's offered actually down in another one of our offices in Darndale. But if anybody's interested in it, they're more than welcome to ring through the Northside Partnership, and they can ask for anybody in the Preparing for Life team, and they can help.
Well, sorry about that. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But what we will do, I'd love to do, is maybe talk to somebody from the Northside Partnership in the future on that, because that sounds to me like a very interesting initiative.
But yeah, very much so. Yeah.
What other initiatives are coming up in the future?
Yeah, well, within the education department, Michael, we have a lot of different things. One of the things that we've identified down through the years that young people and adults in particular have difficulty funding courses in college. And one of the particular initiatives that we have is called the Education Scholarship. And that's been set up now for about 15 years now, so it has. And it's particularly to help students who are thinking about studying outside the greater Dublin area. So say, for example, if a student has been accepted onto a course in Maynooth, or accepted to a course in Galway or Cork, or could be Limerick, could be any of these areas, or even the UK or Europe, the Education Scholarship can help towards a contribution towards some of their expenses when they're in college. And it's a great initiative, because there is a lot of extra expense that students will incur whenever they're travelling or staying over or renting accommodation, etc., you know. So the Education Scholarship is definitely a great way to help finance some of the extra expenses on going to college outside of the greater Dublin area.
Well, I think things like that are great initiatives. Anything that helps young people get into education and stay in education are really to be commended. So have we anything else coming along?
Well, the Education Scholarship is definitely, the closing date is going to be Friday the 25th of August. So it was sort of, I suppose with the CAO and choices coming up now shortly, and the Leaving Cert results coming out now this Wednesday, it would be, you know, like if there's any of your listeners who were interested in applying for the education scholarship, I'd really sort of ask them to get their applications in as soon as possible because the closing date is fast approaching. And you know, like it's a great opportunity to get a bit of an extra support for some of the extra expenses that are coming in, you know. But other initiatives that we run through the education department, we actually have another education for second level students coming up on Thursday the 19th of October, and this is one that runs every year as well in Parnell's GAA club, where we invite sort of over 40 different education providers from all over Dublin to come along, and then we invite in around 20 different secondary schools to take their students to the event where they can get an opportunity to talk directly to some of the universities or colleges about their options that are coming up in the future. And that's taking place on Thursday the 19th of October in Parnell's GAA club. And again, any of your listeners that would be thinking about attending college, or any even of your parents of students that are looking to talk directly to colleges or universities, that could be a great opportunity to talk directly to the universities about their options, you know, or about their kids' options.
And certainly that will be something that near 90.3 FM will be at as well. Just yes. To conclude, maybe you could just give our listeners the details of how to contact the Northside Partnership about the what we talked about today.
Yeah, well, look, any information usually is on our website, so it is, Michael, through northsidepartnership.ie, and most of the different events that have come up or any of the different initiatives that we've been running are usually advertised through the website and on our Facebook page as well. But I would sort of stress to people that if they are interested in any of the initiatives that we're running, like the communiversities or like the Training and Education Expo, to give the partnership a call here. It's 848-5630. And look, one of the girls at reception will be able to give any of the people that ring in more information about a particular initiative that they want to find out about, you know.
Thank you very much, Paul. That was really great and very interesting. So thank you very much for coming on and talking to us today.
Brilliant, Michael. Thanks a million for having me.
No problem. All the best.
Thanks, mate. Bye, mate.